Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Get back to all your phone calls here. And, of course, we'll put together a same-game parlay over at FanDuel for the Eagles and Panthers coming up. I just want to read this tweet that was sent to the show because I really think it sums up how the audience is feeling right now. Plant-based Hugh really sold out the Eagles. Is Hugh a foxhole?
Are you serious?
Is Hugh a foxhole guy? I don't know. I mean, that's the way City feels
right now. Are you serious?
I'm telling you, just like that's the reaction that I had when I heard this. I, like many other fans, are feeling a little bit betrayed right now.
Somebody just tweeted, why does this sound like I got caught lying on to his girl about being out with the guys? That is not what it sounds like.
It does.
It's not. It's me being, I thought I was being kind.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans. Do you give Carolina a puncher's chance to either keep this close, maybe even outright win this contest, or do you feel like it's one where the Eagles can run away and hide?
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, no doubt, man. Listen,
you ain't got to play all that.
So I'm just, do we have a policy here on expensing NFL jerseys on the company account? Because I'm ordering you a Bryce Young.
You don't have to do that.
You're on a home run.
I can buy that black jersey. It's nice, though. But no, I'm not wearing that. I refuse.
It could be here in two business days. So.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm just saying. I thought
I
was
Eagles
being
lose,
nice.
If the Eagles lose, you have to wear it.
No, they're not losing. They're not losing. Oh, Eagles aren't losing.
Okay.
It's not a guarantee. I'm just saying.
I am placing the
you
order.
You won't even guarantee a win against the Panthers, man.
No, I did that. Remember, I guaranteed to win against the Panthers against the Cowboys last year.
Yeah, but this
and you know,
Hugh's guarantees.
I feel like this is a little bit different, right?
Yeah, we're 13.5 point.
It is, and it wouldn't have been different if you and Joe Giglio over here weren't being like childish on
You're
the Friday.
Blaming us?
Yes,
you're the one that was frolicking with the enemy yesterday.
I was frolicking.
That was a frolic, man.
You were frolicking,
and I'm ashamed of the people online that buy into all of this nonsense.
Nonsense.
That
that's real. Not that audio
Friday.
Wasn't doctored. That's real. That's your voice.
Tired of all this nonsense.
Are you claiming deepfake now?
Deepfake, yeah. That's what I'm going with. Let's go with that.
Stuff. Let's talk to Sasha, who's a Packers fan. No thanks to you last night, Sasha. We're struggling for the one seed.
Yeah,
what's
job.
Up?
Oh, hey, guys. Can you guys hear me? I just want to make sure you guys can hear me.
Yes, we can.
Okay, so yes, I am a Packers fan. Yes, last night was the night of life, but I do want to say this. I do feel like that we were cheated in some way. And you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. I do feel like some of the refs didn't make some of the calls that they should have made, especially on Jordan Love when he got wrapped around by the neck. They did not make that call. Especially, I also feel like that call against Christian Watson for that pass interference wasn't really a real good call either.
Yeah, Sasha, I thought they let the Lions get away with a few last night. I agree with you. There was the one, like you said, early in the game where Love got hit by the head. They didn't call it. I also thought towards the end, Amon-Ra pushed off, and they let that go too. So, yeah, you have a case,
he
I
did,
think.
He did push off because they showed it. He pushed off a lot.
Exactly, and didn't call anything about that. Now, here's the thing. I wanted the Eagles to be the number one seed because I don't want the Detroit Lions to be the number one seed. I don't even want them in the playoffs. Okay, in my opinion, I don't want them in the playoffs. But here's the thing. As a Packers fan, I do not want to face the Eagles if I'm the number seven seed. I don't.
Yeah, that's a tough chore as the seven seed.
I do not.
Well, you'll probably get a 5 or a 6. I still think you'll win a couple games the next rest of the season.
And I also feel like the Lions is going to lose next week against the Bills. That's my opinion, too.
Well, that'd be great. We would like that. Sasha, we appreciate the call. And I think she's right. I mean, usually I'm not the complaining about the refs guy, but
there's been a lot of complaining about the refs.
There was a few calls last night that were questionable.
I mean, but I'm of the mindset, I get what everybody is saying about that and everything, but I'm of the mindset you can never let the refs be a factor in an NFL game.
I did watch that last play the Lions went for a few times because if Goff had been tripped by a Packer, he would have been down because his knee hit the ground before he handed it off, but he didn't trip over a Packer. He tripped over his own guy.
Yeah, and that was a crazy play. That's why it was so gutsy because you know that in that situation, if you don't get that first down,
you probably lose.
It's a kiss to baby. That's a kiss to baby for real. And that's why when it happened, I was like, man, that was gutsy. But I get it, because you left the Packers no air. Definitely no room to breathe.
Yeah, you created a walk-off scenario here or last night for the Lions. All right, Judge in Ardmore. What's up, Judge?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Judge. What's up?
Yeah, so, I mean, first off, we need a hot start. We need to go out there, prove, you know, barring Bryce Young coming out there and being a jelly juggernaut and killing out of spite, I think we're going to smoke these guys, and we need to let the world know, and this is the game to do it. So that's first off. I think that they will start off good. And after that, I want to talk about Saquon just because we need him to break that record. And I think they're going to be playing Week 17 regardless, because the Packers are going to beat the Vikings in Week 17. That game's going to matter for the Lions and the Vikings. They're going to make that primetime game at 8 o'clock on Sunday night. So our game is not going to – we're going to need to win still. So I think it's going to work out where he's going to have to play. And besides that, even if he comes down where he's going to break the record in the game before, I'm sitting him with 10 yards shy so he can break the record against the Giants the following week.
Oh, that's a fun twist on it. Judge, there is something almost poetic that this season ends with the Giants, right? That he gets to break the record and rub it in their faces. Yeah.
Not only that, he had the opportunity to break his single-game record against them, and he turned it down. Those yards he could have used to break this record earlier, they owe it to him to allow him to break it at the end of the season, because there's going to be other games between now and then where he's not playing in the fourth quarter, I believe. And in those cases, you need that 17th game to break this record. And I think he gave him the option before. Saquon turned it down when he could have broke the record even sooner if he didn't. And I think that they owe it to him to at least give him the choice.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. He did have a chance at more against the Giants. The Judge, we appreciate it. Back in, what was that, October? And he said, "Now I'm good today." And now he could get those yards in the final game. It may seem silly and like trivial. I don't think it's it's the Giants. Like, if it was the Raiders the last game of the season,
It's a lot of meat on that bone.
Yeah.
I get that. But at the same point, like, it just, this is all a bunch of what ifs for me, okay? If we already got everything locked up and we're the number one seed or whatever, then I don't think it's worth the risk.
So I think there's almost no chance they're the number one before week 18 now, because the Lions won. Now they could be the two. Hugh, they could be locked into the two seed before their final game. But I don't see how they're locked into the one before the final week now. I mean, that kind of went out the window yesterday, probably with the Lions.
Yeah.
But they could be locked into the two, right? Just know they're the two seed, which is effectively
the same thing.
Yeah,
and then that's when it becomes interesting, because it's like, okay, you're locked into your seeding.
Right.
What do you do now? That's why I say I feel like this has to happen. He needs to get this done in the next couple of weeks.
Well, he's going to need a lot tomorrow.
It starts tomorrow. Sunday, excuse me.
I know that he turned down the opportunity against the Giants to go for the team rushing record. If we're being real, like, honest about it, though, the Eagles team rushing record is nowhere near as big of a deal as the NFL rushing record. No. And, like, at that point, you say there's a lot of the season left, right? Like, I guess he's probably not thinking this in the moment, but you'll have like 10 to 11 other opportunities to go and break the
And he did it against
Exactly.
Rams.
Already did it against the Rams. And now, like, the closer you get to it, the more into focus the reality is that you actually could break the NFL rushing record. And then it puts a lot more on his plate for him to think about.
It reminds me a little bit of when the home run chase, and I remember very well in 98 with Sosa and McGuire. Like, when they were hitting home runs in May,
it wasn't that big of a deal.
Well, and if they said, "Do you want another at-bat in the game, or do you want to get off your feet today?" they probably would have got off their feet. But then once we got to August and September and it became real, that was everything. It was the story of baseball that summer. It's not quite that, but it's the story of the NFL in terms of one player right now. It's Saquon Barkley. All right, speaking of players, it sounds like the Panthers are taking shots here at the Eagles. Who do we have?
This is Robert Hunt now.
Offensive
He's
lineman.
A Panthers O-lineman, but was on the Dolphins last year.
Okay.
Now, this is more of a funny story, and I don't think he was actually upset about it, but there is a little bit of a veiled shot in here about Eagles fans. So here's Robert Hunt.
It's a fun city. You know, they got some characters there. Some people, you know, that just don't really give a damn. I think last year a guy got pretty close to getting on that bus just to, like, you know, trash talk us a little bit. So a fan, yeah, random guy. I had no idea where he was. But he was confident, and
that's what kind of make them them. And, you know, it'll be a good game. It'll be a fun experience, and we're excited for the challenge.
Did he make it on the bus?
Oh, hell no. He ain't making it on the bus. We would have stomped that boy out.
He said he stomped him out. That's funny. People, when it comes to Philadelphia, it's a lot that we do here that people don't get. And I tell them all the time, with all due respect and love, it's different. And some things you just can't explain to people, and I'm not going to even try. But I tell them all the time, I say, man, it's different in Philadelphia.
Also,
it's a different atmosphere.
Think about our bus trip, and are people going to try to sneak on our bus?
Yeah, we need that guy on our bus.
Yeah. We need Robert Hunt on our bus, or the guy that tried to get on?
No, definitely not Robert
Hunt. Yeah, I don't want to invite Robert Hunt.
It gets a little... Especially when you have adult beverages involved, man.
Which
it just gets a little bit like, okay, bro, calm down.
Yeah, so
just a little bit.
If
just,
you were the fan that tried to get on the Dolphins bus, give us a call at some point. We want to invite you on the bus down to New Orleans.
Do we, though?
Yeah, that guy, he means something. He means business, Hugh.
He's a real foxhole guy.
That's
like
foxhole
guy. Who sold us out.
See, we going to jail. I can see this right now. We going to jail. I mean,
all of
hell.
Us?
Who's we?
We are. We? Who's on the bus? We
all
going
of
to jail.
Us? Not
yes.
Everyone. No.
We're going to jail.
Not me.
It's going to be some people that's going to be talking about put some money on my books. You're going to be trying to get some Air Jordan flip flops or whatever because you're
going to
be doing some serious time.
If less than 10 people on our bus end up in jail, it's a successful trip.
Less than 10.
Wait.
As long as I'm not one of them, that's all I care about.
Well, I didn't say who.
Yeah,
I just said
there's a hierarchy of people who can and cannot go to jail.
I can't.
On this trip.
I've had me some exciting moments in my life, and I thought they were behind me as I got older. But damn it, this just the more and more we start talking about this, the worse and worse it
like,
sounds.
None of us can end up in jail, but like Hulk Hogan, sure, go ahead.
Now I know how Ike feel when he hang out with me sometime, be like, Lord have mercy, let me get you. Get this guy right here.
I'm just dying at the very reflective moment you just had. Like, it can't be me.
It can't be. As long as I don't go to jail, I'm like, Lord have mercy. This is crazy. Dude getting on the bus. And you know he's probably three sheets to the wind.
Four. Yeah.
Four sheets to the wind. And looking at everybody, like, he's looking with a straight face, like, what I do? What's the problem?
All right, another Panther chime in. This one coming right at the fans here. Let's hear. Is this Jadeveon Clowney?
Yeah,
everybody's
favorite.
Yep. All right, let's hear him.
I know they love their fans, but I'm sure teams don't love their fans. We can't stand their fans, but Philly fans, they love their team. That's all I can tell you about Philly. They love their team, man. They throw stuff at you. They do everything, and they talk the most junk out of any fans I ever dealt with throughout my career. So.
Is this one where you, like, leave the family behind?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's cold up there, so I'm sure they ain't trying to go. So.
All right, Jadeveon, let's take a deep breath. Also, he came here, knocked a quarterback out, and made it out okay. I don't remember anything bad happened to Jadeveon. Like, he got out of here with a playoff win and Wentz hurt.
Yeah, but he ain't lying. I mean, there's no lies told. I don't see anybody saying, oh, that's not true. Boy, it's different. Remember when they were about to beat up, Joey Bosa?
Nick.
No, Joey, his brother.
Yeah, oh, Joey was outside.
Joey came to the game.
And you have to love the fact that there are fans that feel in their heart of hearts that they will roll up on a guy like Joey Bosa and lay hands on him. Now, I'm pretty sure there's some cats out there that will, but mostly not the folks that's in the parking lot. Four sheets to the wind on a Sunday.
There is also something to, like, you're emboldened by when there's a stanchion and security guards surrounding Joey Bosa to where you almost know. It's like an NHL player waiting for the referee to get between him and the guy before he throws a punch.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you have that extra layer of protection.
You know what's really going to go down there. Let's talk to Eric in South Carolina. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. All right. So, Hugh, I'll take a hand grenade on that bus for you, man, if we need to. I'll go on there and get crazy.
We'll pick you up in South Carolina, Eric.
Yeah, we're going to jail.
All right,
we'll be fine.
So I live right below Charlotte in South Carolina. Actually, Sheldon Brown's stomping ground. But I've been down here 18 years. These fans are lame. I will say this: there are a group of fans that are trying to hang on to this team. But this ownership is a joke. Tepper is a joke. He pulled the plug on the practice facilities. These fans are not loyal at all because they have a joke of an owner. And Clowney, what's he done since Michigan? In that Michigan game, the bowl game. He's had a good career, but he hasn't done a damn thing. Just shut up, Clowney. The only thing these fans are good at is tailgating and barbecuing.
So, and I'm tired of the whole, oh, you guys go to jail, so you all use the snowballs. Oh, shut up and get a real football team and a real owner. That's all, guys.
I love it. How about that? Eric chiming in from South Carolina, ripping Panthers fans. So, yeah, yeah. See, he told the truth. You sugarcoated it on their radio station.
I didn't. I said they got a chance. They do have a chance. Nope. I mean, I didn't lie. They got a chance.
They have no chance.
They don't have a chance.
No.
They're coming to play here, right?
No, hold on.
13.5 point underdogs.
I also think you're underselling it. Like, this wasn't like, yeah, you know, they have a chance. You were like, you jumped on him and said, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. That's a little more than just having a chance.
Yeah, you got me on that one. I probably did.
You emboldened them to believe they could win the game.
You left these poor people in Carolina.
They're coming here to get crushed. This is a sacrifice of the Panthers on
Bring
Sunday.
Bring forth the sacrificial lamb. It's going to be a good game.
By the way, we are getting tweets that if they lose to Carolina,
it's your fault.
Yeah.
Of course it's my fault.
Oh, I really,
that's the most Philly thing that could ever, that, like, might as well pile on at this point. It's Friday. Everybody else is doing it.
The Bryce Young jersey. Odyssey's paying for it, and you're wearing it. I mean, that's where we're at.
Boy, I tell you.
Latrell is up. What's up, Latrell? Latrell? Going once.
Moment too big.
No, that's all right, Latrell. All right, Randy is up next on WIP. Hey, Randy.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Good, Randy. What's up?
I got a few things. I tried calling in the last 4 or 5 days, never got on, so there's a bunch of thoughts going through my head. As far as if the Eagles need to come out hot, I don't know what that would prove, considering it's the Panthers. Now, the guy that answered the phone on the way when I called in, he said it proves that we can do it. But doesn't really prove we can do it if we're playing against Carolina.
You mean the guy that's Kyle Quinn? He's talking about
Kyle's
on the phone. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, him.
Well, at least it gives us some evidence they might be able to do it, Randy. Like, I need them to score in the first quarter. They've checked every other box as this year has gone on, right? They've figured out the turnovers. They've been a better defensive team. Sirianni's been better in the game. This is, like, the one thing they can't fix, and I need some evidence maybe we can fix it.
Does it need to be fixed?
It would be nice.
It'd be nice, but it doesn't. We're winning.
So, Ray, let me give an example. And maybe you're right. Maybe they could keep going like this. When I watched that game last night, and I think a lot of people took away the ending of the Lions-Packers, I thought back to the first three drives. Because obviously the Packers could move the ball on the Lions, but they wasted three drives with no points to start the game. And if they had gotten one of those drives into points, they probably win the game. So, or they're up late, right? Instead of the game being within three or tied or whatever. So I just don't want that to be us in late January.
Yeah, I get that. But I think the way the game plays out is the way they're going to call the game. So if they had scored earlier, Dan Campbell would have called the game a lot differently to make it end a lot differently.
Right.
You know? But can I ask a baseball question?
Yeah, sure.
All right, this has been bothering me for a while. So let's say Phillies 4-4, Dodgers, bottom of the ninth, game's over, right? Get tie game.
Mm-hmm.
We're going into extra innings. We put a man on second base. Why does every team not immediately put off in a double play situation?
It's a good question.
I missed it. Why do you walk the guy, the first batter, to set up a double play?
Why doesn't every team walk the first batter and put yourself in a double play situation off the bat?
Yeah, so, and Randy, we appreciate it. I would say if you're winning the game by one, you could do that, right? But if you're the team, the first team, you don't want to do it for the first team up because you're giving them a chance at a bigger inning, right? Like, why give them more base runners? If you've taken the lead and you're trying to end the game, then you see that strategy at the end. That's kind of caught me off guard, that question today.
A little bit, yeah. Sound like it did.
Well, like, you know, you don't do that if you have a Zach Wheeler on the mound.
Right, and I thought he was going to go with the golden age, the golden at-bat thing.
That's I thought he was going to ask, too, because that's been kind of the hot topic in baseball the last couple weeks.
Yeah. Well, of course it is. I mean, they threw it out for a reason. All right, before we go any further here, we need to put together our parlay, right? I'm feeling good about today. I don't know why. I just feel like we're gonna create something here that's gonna work. Let's do it. Parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook for the Eagles and the Panthers on Sunday. All right. I guess we have to stay away from the spread, right? It feels heavy. I mean, you got Hugh over here giving the Panthers a chance to win the game, so we're not laying 13.5.
You say it feels heavy.
Doesn't it feel?
It does feel a little heavy. 13 points. That's a lot.
It's a lot of points.
When's the last time the Eagles covered as a double digit favorite?
When was the last time they were a double digit favorite?
Well, I would have to think maybe early last year or 22.
I know when. They were a 12-point favorite over the Cardinals last December.
Oh, my God. That's right.
They lost that game outright. Now, this is a better Eagles team. Yeah. Let's all take a deep breath. I didn't mean they're going to lose. Just Kyle asked a question. I answered the question. All right. They're not going to lose this one. But Let's just stay away from the spread. That feels like a really big number. They could be up 17 late and give up a dumb touchdown, garbage time, and then we don't win it. So let's stay away from that. Hugh, you were giving out some ideas on maybe some alt-rushing totals, Hugh Douglas?
Alt-rushing totals. I like that plus 125 of Saquon Barkley, man. I just feel like this is the week that it's going down. I feel like he's gonna have a good day rushing
the
football.
Panthers averaging giving up on the ground
166.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I kind of like that.
And to break the Eagles' single season rush record, he needs 109 on Sunday. So we're getting that. All right. So 125 plus rushing yards for Saquon. Let's put that in. How about touchdowns for Saquon Barkley? I mean, if he's gonna have 125 plus, one of those is gonna get into the end zone, right? At least. Is it more than one? What are we thinking?
I'm scared of the tush push, man, as always.
Do you want to just do one touchdown?
Let's do two.
Two sounds pretty good to me. I'm okay with that.
On this thing.
All right, two touchdowns.
Juice that thing.
Two touchdowns for Saquon Barkley. Put that in. All right. So 125 plus yards, two touchdowns. Kyle, what are you thinking? You and I have been banging the drum today that they're going to need to score, and we need to see it in the first quarter. So how do we play
that? We can go crazy and go with maybe not the Eagles spread in the first quarter, but the total, 8.5 over.
So the game total in the first quarter.
Yeah.
All right. So both teams to combine for over 8.5 points in the first quarter of the game. All right.
I know we're asking a lot.
It does feel like a lot with this team. They don't score in the first quarter, but let's do it. Let's put it in. So we have over 8.5 for the first quarter. We have Saquon Barkley, 125 plus rushing yards. We have two touchdowns for Saquon Barkley. And I think in honor of this jersey that is up on the screen in front of me and Hugh's favorite non-Eagle quarterback, I think we need to throw in, what do you think, Bryce Young over a half a touchdown pass? It's your guy.
Over half a touchdown?
So one touchdown pass for Bryce Young.
I gave him one because he threw one last.
Garbage time.
Sure. Yeah, garbage time.
We have ourselves two touchdowns for Saquon. Saquon, 125 plus yards. Bryce Young, over a half a touchdown pass and over 8.5 for the first quarter. Is that our parlay?
I like it.
All right. My odds aren't popping up right now, but we'll put the odds out. We'll tweet it out.
It was like plus 9573.
I think it was close to that earlier when I saw it. All right. So it's a good parlay. We'll put it in for Sunday. Let's quickly grab Tom in Middletown. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Tom. What's up?
Listen, Detroit's a problem. Detroit's a problem, and the reason is, even though they're playing depleted on defense, they're still able to put up over 30 points a game.
Yep.
And that's going to be an issue. But now, let me just say this. I think Minnesota Vikings steal that division from them because they're going to lose to Buffalo.
I'm not sure about that, but okay.
Okay, well, Buffalo needs that game to stay in contention with Kansas City.
Sure, but Minnesota, now, I mean, Detroit needs it for the division.
Now, let's do a parallel. Watch how Minnesota's playing their games. They're playing just like Kansas City. They're bending but not breaking. They'll give up yards. They'll give you the yards and all that. But then at the end of the day, you get a field goal out of them.
Yeah, they've been good late in games, one score games. I'm not sold on them though, Tom. And look, I know they're 10-2. You afraid of the Vikings, Hugh?
Nah, but I see what he's talking about because that's the team that they're playing well, but nobody's really talking about them.
I think they're a paper tiger.
Yeah, might be. There might be a little bit of that going on.
You're afraid of the Panthers, not the Vikings?
I'm not afraid of anybody, but I get where he's coming from. I see how
we heard you on that Carolina radio
south.
Station.
He just goes south. It just goes south.
I mean, the audio's the audio, Hugh. We didn't doctor this. This was what it said. I mean,
you mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Such incriminating evidence on Hugh Douglas.